Hello everyone, and a very warm welcome to What's Cooking. I'm Sue Hadfield, and I'll be with you for the next 25 to 30 minutes. So, cooking then. Well, I think it's one of those things we either love or hate, though there are those, of course, who would like to be able to cook, but perhaps don't have the confidence to try, or just don't know where to start. I'm definitely of the first category, and have really enjoyed cookery since I was a very small child, helping, or as Mum would probably have it, hindering her in the kitchen when I was living at home, and then enjoying the cookery lessons we used to have at school, on through college, and learning to cook more for myself. And then when I got my own flat, having my own kitchen and being able to branch out a little more and experiment more with food. I remember cooking my first meal when I was about 8 or 9 years old, and this was in order to obtain my Brownie cookery badge. So I was supervised, of course, and helped a little bit too. At the time, I remember cooking sausages and mashed potatoes, what we know here in the UK as bangers and mash, also carrots, peas and onion gravy. We actually cheated on the pudding and bought a treacle sponge from the supermarket and just popped it into the oven to warm up. But the fact that I'd actually cooked that meal, or done most of the preparation and cooking myself, even though I had a little help and supervision from Mum, felt so good. And the fact that my dad and my mum and brothers all enjoyed the meal was just great. And that really encouraged me to carry on with finding out more about food and cookery. Now then, I bet there are some of you that picked up on that word cheating. Yep, I thought so. But you know, cooking doesn't have to mean slaving over a hot stove for hours on end. There are so many different ways to cook food these days. We have microwaves, we have grills, we have hobs, all sorts of ways to cook food. And the supermarkets give us lots of choice. There are part-cooked meals, there are vegetables that you prepare from scratch. You can have vegetables that have been prepared and washed for you, salad, the same. So many ways to cook, and we all lead such busy lives. So I prefer to call it saving time, not cheating. Cooking can be made as simple or as complicated as you choose. Now, of course, I have someone to cook for, and I've been cooking for him for the past 15 years, and I'm pleased to say he always enjoys what I cook, and he's still here to tell the tale, thankfully. On this show, I'd like to share my love of cooking with you, and I'll be bringing you some of my favourite recipes, some that I've concocted myself, and others that I've collected over the years, as well as lots of helpful, handy hints and tips that I hope you'll find useful. So, what's cooking today? Well, I thought we'd start off with two very quick and easy recipes. The first one being meatballs, or more specifically, German meatballs, Buletten as I know them. Meatballs are a very popular dish all over the world, I think, and have lots of names. Frikadellen, Klopse, German hamburgers, and many others, I'm sure. This recipe was given to me by my partner, and in turn it was handed down to him by his mum, who was German. As I say, it's very quick and easy to make, and I'm actually going to cook this one for you. For this recipe, you will need 1 pound of minced or ground beef, 1 small onion, 1 egg, 1 slice of soft white bread, 1 OXO cube, and salt and pepper for seasoning. So, we have our ingredients, and
this is what you do.
Now, the first rule, as everybody knows, before we start to cook, a very important rule this one, is to wash your hands thoroughly, which I've already done. And in a large mixing bowl, I already have the minced beef. So we're now going to chop the onion. Finely chop the onion. Doesn't matter what kind of onions you use for this. They don't have to be particularly strong, particularly mild. You can use whatever onion you choose. And these are rather tough ones, unfortunately. But we shall get there. So, chopping the onion into very small pieces. To add to the minced beef. So in goes the onion, and give it a bit of a mix around with your hands. Go on, get your hands in there. This is the fun bit. So, and now we're going to break up the bread. This is soft, thick white bread, and we're just going to use the middle bit. So we're going to break the bread into very small pieces again, almost like breadcrumbs, if you like. There we go, bread going in. Again, no particular brand of bread, any bread of your choice, as long as it's nice and soft. And I've never used wholemeal or brown bread for these, but I don't see why not. Give it a go. And if you try it with wholemeal or brown bread, let me know how you get on. Bread in there, and again give it a mix round with the hands. Mix it all in so it all gels together. Next come the eggs, or the egg, should I say. So what we do is we crack the egg into a cup. Like so. And check for any shell. Nope, no shell in there. And what we're going to do now is beat up the eggs a little, just to beat up the white and the yolk together. What I tend to do is to hold one hand over the top of the cup, beat quickly with a fork with the other hand. One hand over the cup so that the eggs don't shower everywhere. Very easy to do. There we go. That's the eggs beaten. So, in they go to the mixture. Yep, again, I'm going to say it, get your hands in. It's going to be a bit more gooey this time. You know, this is the sort of thing people don't like about cookery, getting their hands dirty. But this is definitely the fun part. Lovely. Right, so that's the eggs done. Now we come to the OXO cubes. So, crumbling up the OXO cubes now. Or should I say the OXO cube? I'll let you into a secret, listeners. I'm actually making more. I've actually doubled the quantities because these are very good to freeze. So that's what I'm going to do. Make sure the OXO cubes are mixed in. This mixture is getting even better for the hands. There. Now for the seasoning. So a little bit of sea salt. Plenty of freshly ground black pepper. This is optional, but we do like our pepper in this house, so there'll be lots of it. There. Seasoning in. Time to get the hands in there again and give it all a good mix up. Can you tell this is my favourite bit? A little tip when you're using a mixing bowl. This is a plastic one that I've got that has a rubber on the bottom so it doesn't slip, but if you're using one that does tend to slip, a little tip is to put the bowl onto a damp dishcloth. Then it shouldn't slip when you're mixing things up, especially like this, where it really needs a good mixing. That'll do. Now, time to make the meatballs. These should be hand size. Now, you don't want them too big or too small. And depending on the size of your hands, a pound of mince will make between 4 and 6 meatballs. So, take a little bit of the mixture from the bowl and just roll it into a ball. And I'm going to put these on a plate to the side of me. There. And next one. There. Now we have several meatballs on a plate, and the next stage will be the cooking. So now I'm over at the stove, and in a frying pan I have some oil, just enough to cover the bottom of the pan, and I'm heating this up very gently. These need to be cooked very gently. They take anything up to 20 minutes to cook. Oil heating up nicely. Now I'm just going to take a couple of the meatballs and drop them into the pan. Now be careful not to be too rough with these because they could fall apart. So just gently take them off the plate and drop into the pan, like so. You hear them begin to sizzle. Heat not too high so that the pan doesn't spit. That's always a danger if you have your stove too high, as I often do. And what you need to do is now and again just turn these with a spatula, or if you feel safer, take them off the heat, turn them and put them back on the heat again. Whatever is safest for you. But just turn them now and again with a spatula
And these are now cooking nicely. Well, our meatballs are just about cooked now. And by the way, they smell absolutely delicious. The way to tell if they are cooked is to take them off the heat, let them cool for a short while, and either with your finger or with a skewer, just tap the top of one of them. If it feels firm and slightly crispy, then the top is certainly cooked. Then use a skewer to stab one of the meatballs. And if the skewer comes out clean, the meatballs are cooked. As I said, these are very good for freezing, and you freeze these uncooked. So if you've made quite a batch like I have, just pop the ones you don't want to cook on a particular day into a plastic tub with a tight lid and into the freezer, and they will freeze very well. You can serve these with potatoes, vegetables, or anything of your choice, really. I haven't tried them with pasta, but I don't see why not. Okay, so that's German meatballs or bulletin for you.
Oh, I did enjoy cooking those, and eating a few of them, of course, as well. They're very filling, and in the recipe I made double the quantities, but the quantities I've given you in the recipe make six. And you might not think that's very many, but they are very, very filling, so do be aware of that. We enjoyed our bulletin with roast potatoes, sweet corn and gravy, and a nice glass of wine too. This is a very versatile recipe, so you could probably enjoy it with anything you like. You might remember earlier me referring to these as German hamburgers, so why not shape them into burgers before you fry them, and when cooked, pop them into a bun and enjoy them with a salad of your choice, also mayo or your favourite sauce, and perhaps some cheese too. However you enjoy your bulletin, please let me know. I'd be interested to hear. One important thing to note is that if you're going to use frozen meat, please, please make sure that it's properly thawed before using. So I would thaw it for at least a good 24 hours before you use it. You could, of course, thaw the meat out in a microwave if you have one.
The Global Voice presents Voices.
On the first Friday of every month at 1730 UTC, the Global Voice brings you interviews with interesting people from our community that have fascinating jobs or a fascinating story to tell. All in Voices. That's Voices with Chrissy Cochran, heard the first Friday of every month at 1730 hours UTC on the Global Voice. Check our website, theglobalvoice.info, for times of repeats. That's
Voices. The program that appeals to the lively mind, it's The Exchange, brought to you every third Friday of the month at 1730 UTC. It's presented by me, Philip Anderson. A monthly look at arts, culture, and what's happening in the world of disability. That's The Exchange with me, Philip Anderson, every third Friday of the month at 1730 UTC, here on The Global Voice. Check the programme schedule for times of repeats.
Our second recipe today is shortbread. A very nice tasty biscuit, good for cooking if you're going to be having visitors around, or a biscuit that you might just want to have with a cup of tea if you're sitting down relaxing just by yourself. Very tasty though. For this recipe you will need 3 ounces of plain flour, 2 ounces of fat, either butter or margarine. I must admit, I think butter is best, so I always use butter for shortbread. Makes it taste very nice indeed. 1 ounce of caster sugar and a pinch of salt. And
this is what you do.
Put all ingredients into a bowl. And again, get your hands in there. Rub all the ingredients in together until you have a dough or pastry-like consistency. Then flour, a chopping board or other surface. Just dust it over with a little bit of flour and turn out the pastry mixture onto this. Knead well and thoroughly. So again, with the hands, just knead the pastry until it all sticks together. Then use a floured rolling pin to roll out the pastry. And then use a biscuit cutter. Now, biscuit cutters you can get in all shapes and sizes. Anything from rounds to squares to butterflies, Christmas trees, and anything else you can think of. Use a biscuit cutter to cut the biscuits out. Once your biscuits are cut out, scoop up any leftover pastry, reflour board and rolling pin, and roll out the pastry again to cut out more biscuits. Repeat this procedure until you have just a very small amount of pastry left, which you can shape into any shape of your choice, and just pop on a floured tray with the other biscuits, and then into the oven for 20 to 25 minutes. You'll know when the biscuits are cooked if you take them out and tap them with a skewer again, or perhaps a fork, and if these are firm, then your biscuits are cooked. That was just a very basic recipe for shortbread, but if you're feeling adventurous, as I often am, you might like to add to the mixture. Perhaps some dried fruit, cherries, sultanas and or raisins, or even some chocolate chips. Once your biscuits are cooked, you might like to decorate them with icing sugar, dried fruit, nuts, and you may have other ideas. Makes for interesting variations though, don't you think? Shortbread can be kept for up to a week in an airtight container and in a cool place. But if you enjoy these delicious biscuits as much as we do, they're not going to last very long. My absolute favourite shortbread is Millionaire's Shortbread. This is basic shortbread, but with a caramel and chocolate topping. A recipe for a future show, perhaps. You know, shortbread is also nice to give as a gift for any occasion, birthday, Christmas, to say thank you, or even just to cheer someone up. We all like the smell of home baking, and believe me, home-baked shortbread does smell good. If you'd like to contact the programme, either with a favourite recipe or ideas of what you'd like me to feature, or perhaps you have a cooking experience or ideas you'd like to share, you can do so by emailing cookin@theglobalvoice.info. That's cookin@theglobalvoice.info. If you'd like to hear this show again, you can do so by going to theglobalvoice.info/gallery, or to download the podcast, go to incx.org. You can also check out the recipes from today's programme by going to incx.org/whatscooking. Well, that's all for this time. I do hope you've enjoyed the programme today and will join me again next month. Until then, happy cooking!